I say Michael Jordan, and you listen, right? You know immediately who I'm talking about. The name might even bring to mind his smiling face, his basketball moves. Sports stars and Hollywood celebrities build an image around their names, and advertisers, for one, recognize that. They sign the stars to massive deals, hoping that at the mere mention of the famous name, we buyers will be convinced that the product is a good one and buy it. That's one reason why there's a tort, a wrong in the law called misappropriation. At its most basic, misappropriation makes it illegal for one person to use or benefit from another's name without that person's permission. Tide can't use Meryl Streep's name without her approval because it's hers. It carries with it the power of persuasion. Now the twisted tale. In real life, there's a hockey player, a former winger for the St. Louis Blues, named Tony Twist. There's another Tony Twist, too. In the Spawn comic book series and the Spawn series on cable television, he's a character named Antonio Twistelli, Tony Twist for short. Imagine a thick-necked mobster, a vulgar, murderous mafia kingpin, according to one report, not a hockey player. Same name, different profession. The real Tony Twist says he found out about the cartoon world's Tony Twist from his mother, who called him crying, urging him to reconsider lending his name to such a character. Trouble is, hockey's Tony Twist hadn't agreed to let Spawn Comics use his name at all. Spawn used it without permission, knowing the real Tony Twist existed and thinking the Twist name was perfect for a mobster. So the hockey player sued, and this month won big. A jury handed down a $24 million verdict against mobster Twist's creator, not a dollar of which was supposed to be punishment, mind you, but actual damages only, money awarded him solely because Spawn used his name. Sure, the character didn't look or act like him, but for the jury, mere use was enough. That notion is straight from one source for defining misappropriation, the Restatement of Torts. The restatement says that each of us has a property right in our name and that someone can't invade that right by using our name for a profit or benefit, even a non-money-making one. But the restatement uses as examples situations not very close to the one involving Tony Twist, someone who names a new insurance company after the president, for example. And to confuse matters a bit more, the restatement points out that misappropriation occurs only when the defendant uses the plaintiff's name for the name's reputation, prestige, or value, almost an endorsement sort of use. Arguably, here, the cartoon's creator used the Tony Twist name only for its wonderful sound, the alliteration, not because the hockey player had already made it famous. That might suggest that there's no real misappropriation in the case at all. But even if there were, there's something else that could put the $24 million verdict on ice, the First Amendment. Rosa Parks recently lost a misappropriation lawsuit against a rap group that used her name as the title for a song. Tiger Woods lost a case against an artist who sold unauthorized limited edition prints of an unauthorized painting of Tiger Woods. Both Woods and Parks lost their misappropriation battles because the courts found that the right to freedom of expression in the song, the art, trumped any possible misappropriation claims. Artistic creations seek to express a message and therefore are entitled to First Amendment protection, as the Woods court pointed out. Artistic creations like pictures, films, drawings, and engravings. And maybe comic books. The attorney for Spawn promises an appeal, initially to the trial court, asking that the $24 million jury verdict be thrown out. So it's possible there will be yet another twist in the tale of the two twists in the weeks to come. I'm Amy Guida.